Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borson-Quito, and today we're looking at the economic impact of the coronavirus with my guest, NAREIT senior economist, Calvin Schnorr. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you, Sarah.
So, Calvin, can we start by looking at the extent of the coronavirus today? What's known, what's not known at this point?
Sure, and of course there's a lot that's not known, but I'd actually like to start off by saying this is first and foremost a public health crisis that's affecting tens of thousands of people in their lives here in the U.S. and across the country. That's first and foremost in my mind, but also it's affecting their economic and financial livelihood, and that's important for us too, and I'm going to be dwelling on those. The second is this situation is changing quite rapidly, and here, you know, it's March 12th right now, and my analysis is very different than it would have been even 2 or 3 days ago. I've looked an awful lot at what the epidemiological studies are showing, so I'm trying to anticipate what may happen in the weeks ahead and what that means for the economy and for real estate. The biggest point is that this is a disease that is highly infectious and can have explosive growth, but there are measures that the public authorities are recommending in terms of avoiding crowds and washing hands. We've all heard those. What I get from reading these studies is we should take close note of what they're saying. Now, in terms of the effectiveness and what it means for the economy, the experience in several other countries, including China when they put in their fairly draconian measures, as well as Taiwan, other countries that have had less draconian but still effective measures, is it is possible to slow the spread of this virus, and that will limit the effect on the economy, commercial real estate, and REITs.
And how does the current situation compare with previous market shocks such as natural disasters or even 9/11?
Sure. So it's not going to be an exact comparison. We haven't had a pandemic on this scale in modern history. But typically, when you have something like a hurricane, Hurricane Sandy, that flooded much of Manhattan and the surrounding area, many other cities for quite a while, it caused damage. It postponed a lot of economic activity, but did not necessarily cancel it. Now, there's some things that are canceled, just never get done. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, those are things that's just a loss, and the stocks of those companies are reflecting it. Much of the other activity is just pushed off until later in the year. So if you were to look a year later, 2 years later, you would say, well, there was some temporary difficulty, but this is not a long-term loss. You see a similar thing with the other things that you mentioned, earthquakes, labor strikes, I would say, are things that cause a disruption that then resumes and makes up lost ground. Now, where this is different is the cause of the disruption is probably going to be a bit longer lasting. So this could be more severe than what we've seen with an earthquake or hurricane. And it's also national and global in scale.
And looking specifically at REITs and commercial real estate, is it possible at this point to say which sectors are most impacted?
Well, yes, you can see which ones are most impacted. The lodging and resort sector was the first one to be hit, and was hit quite hard because they're in the front line. That's where we first saw the cases with the cruise lines and so on. It's also continuing to be hurt by decreased travel, business travel as well as personal. It's also likely to affect regional malls, shopping centers, some of the retail, because people are avoiding public areas and they're shifting to e-commerce sales, online sales. That's another point that I'd like to mention. There's a difference not only between canceled versus delayed sales or canceled versus delayed activity, but also changes in the way of doing things. Up until now, a lot of the news that I've seen has been changing the way people do economic activity. You're telecommuting, you're working from home, you're still getting work done. Same thing with retail sales. People may be buying online, they may not be going to the shopping center, to the retail establishment, but they're still making the sales, the purchases. That's going to limit the effect on the overall economy, but it does have some impact on the tenant of that business, retail property.
And as you say, this is a rapidly changing situation, but what other factors should REIT investors be watching right now?
One of the things that is really important for REITs is that they have longer-term leases. If you look at an office REIT that has investment-grade tenants, most of those tenants are going to be there in a year, and most of them are going to make every single rent payment. So right now, the office REITs are suffering from the same market concern as all other sectors, not just REITs, but all the other sectors. They're not immune from the current market price decline. But if you look ultimately at their fundamentals, those long-term leases mean that that activity, those payments are going to be made. Similar thing with apartments. You know, the apartments have, the REITs own high-quality properties and they have very low vacancy rates. It's really unlikely that someone is going to move out of an apartment because they're concerned about being out in public. That's just not going to happen. So most of the REIT sectors do have long-term leases, and that's what distinguishes them from, you know, say a consumer products company or an information technology company or something else that does not have that longer term view.
Great, Calvin, thanks so much for the update today.
Thanks for having me.
And for more news and information on REITs, be sure to visit REIT.com. And if you enjoy today's podcast, you can subscribe or leave a review on iTunes.